Wow, yesterday was like a lightning bolt. When I got home, which was about 11 o'clock in the morning, I unpacked the car and then I jumped in my car and went to Mass. But I ate way too late. So it was 11:34 as I was shoving food in my face and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to have the hour that I'm supposed to not eat before I receive Jesus. Still went to Mass. Looked at my phone when people were walking down the aisle to receive Jesus. Remember the bride receiving her bridegroom or his bridegroom, because the church is the bride of Jesus. And I looked at my clock on my phone and I was like, ah, I can't go receive him. You know how long it's been since I have not received Jesus at Mass? Years. But I did not want to just say, oh, it's only 7 minutes. I could still receive you, God. Because I thought about him being in my stomach with a lump of sour cream and a burger. And I was like, no. That is not going to happen. So pay attention to how you are receiving Jesus in Holy Communion. We have to be reverent about it. It's God. Okay, so a lot of people come to me and they say, I don't know God's voice. I pray and I pray and I pray and I don't hear him. And I just turn and I say, it's because you're not listening the right way. So for me, I do not hear a voice coming from the outside. I've never had that happen, ever. And I know many people who do. For me, it is my body. I get a whoosh when I ask him a question, and the whoosh responds. So if I say, do you want me to do this? I'll wait, and I'll wait, and I'll wait, and I'll ask him 100 times. And that's usually the answer that I want. And then I will ask him the other question that's opposite of that if I'm trying to make a decision. And then he will come and give me this, I don't even know how to explain it, this electrifying kind of vibration through my whole body. It goes, starts kind of around my stomach, and then it comes up to my head and it goes down to my toes. And it's something that I cannot recreate because I've tried. And then there are the other times where he just comes into my mind with thoughts. So let me give you an example of a bizarre kind of everyday type of connection with God. And this is the thing. Yes, we should spend some dedicated, silent time with him every single moment that we start our day. Every day, we need to at least spend 15 to 30 minutes. Lord, thank you for this day. I give you my day. Give him your morning offering. That's a prayer that we have in the Catholic Church where we offer up our days, our works, our deeds. We offer up our hands, our eyes, our ears, our mouth, so that God can work through us. We deny our selfish ways, and we ask God to help us die to our sinful and selfish life, right? And then all day, this is St. Paul, pray incessantly all day. What does that mean? Talk to God. So today, I came down into the kitchen, and yes, I unpacked the car, but I unpacked the car into the kitchen. So I was like, oh, I forgot. I have to clean all this up because I'm flying out tomorrow, and I want this place to be okay when I come back so that I'm not at another dirty home. There's nothing worse and coming home to a dirty home. So I said, Lord, thank you for bringing me home safely. And I ask that you help me to clean up this kitchen. And I could not find my glasses. I have 2 pair of glasses, and that's on purpose because I always leave one somewhere. I'm supposed to have one set upstairs and the other set downstairs. but I could not find the second pair. And last night I did laundry, so all my clothes were in the laundry, and I'm wearing my robe, and I'm walking around the house. It's garbage day. I'm bringing stuff in and out of the house, and I go down to fold the laundry. And I kept asking, by the way, I wasn't asking myself, where are my glasses? I kept saying, Holy Spirit, guardian angel, Jesus, Mary, Saint Joseph, all you holy angels and saints, even you people in purgatory, you know, can you help me find my glasses? Did I get any response? No. Did my body go, no? I just thought, okay, I'm just going to keep asking. So I'm downstairs, I'm folding up my clothes, and I say, okay, now I can change into clothes and I can wash my robe, which has been needing to be washed for the last probably 2 cycles of laundry that I've done. And in my mind, I think, I'm just going to throw this into the washing machine. And then I hear a thought in my head. Again, it's not audible outside of my body. The thought says, you might want to check your pockets. And guess what I said? No, I don't need to check my pockets. This is my robe. I don't have anything in these. But then it was like a movement of the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, okay, might as well just double check. Right? I felt this, yeah, you might want to check your pockets. So boom, where are my glasses? In the pocket of my robe. I laughed so hard. I thanked every holy angel, my guardian angel, Jesus, God the Father, Mary, the Holy Spirit. Like, oh my goodness, that was awesome. Thank you. And then for the rest of the morning, I kept saying, I cannot believe that the glasses were in my robe pocket. Thank you, God, because I would never have looked there. As a matter of fact, when the thought came into my mind, I denied it. Look in the pockets. No, I don't need to look in the pockets. I mean, this is what we do sometimes. We're not tuned in. So today, tune in. Tune in to the thoughts that come out of nowhere. The thoughts that are supposed to guide you. And by the way, the more that you engage with the holy world around you. Let's remember, we're not battling flesh on this earth. We are battling powers and principalities. If you don't know the 9 choirs of angels, you don't really know how to fight. By the way, I'm going to have Marge Fenlon on my YouTube channel. She wrote a book on St. Michael, the St. Michael Chaplet, which is where you pray to all of the 9 choirs of angels, the seraphim, the cherubim, the powers, the dominions, the principalities, the holy angels, the archangels. There's 3 of them, St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael. I mean, I'm sure I didn't do all of them because I can't remember them all off the top of my head. But the point being, if, and our guardian angel, I don't know if I said that, if we are speaking to God and to the holy army around us, they are going to help us. I didn't expect to find my glasses today, and I didn't expect to find them in my robe. So, talk to every Holy Spirit, including the people who have gone before you, because the people in purgatory can pray for us. And there's something about those poor souls that Jesus just has a merciful heart toward them and wants to, you know, answer their prayers. If it's a big decision, if it's something silly like finding your glasses, this is why we incessantly pray every moment of every day. Get in your car, ask the Holy Spirit and your guardian angel and everyone to protect you, that you don't harm anyone and you don't harm yourself. While you're in your car, shut off your radio. Don't listen to a podcast. pray a rosary, or just talk out loud to God. Maybe during that drive, God puts a thought in your mind. And then it's something to consider. Maybe if you have errands to run today, you can say, Lord, guide me. Which things should I do today? That's kind of how we should live our lives. If you've got a to-do list a mile long, prioritize it with God. Lord, what do I really need to get done today? Because you may realize that 7 out of those 10 you don't have to do today. You may want to, but God may only want you to do 3, and then you might be like, okay, yeah, I can do these tomorrow. When we're talking to God all day and listening, He will guide us. And we should ask Him everything. I will never forget, this was years ago, when my spiritual director, who is a priest, a very, very holy man, he said, we shouldn't do anything without asking Jesus. I was like, dude, what? You know, like that didn't make any sense to me until I tried it. Sometimes I would clearly hear what God wanted me to do. Sometimes I wouldn't. But it's amazing when you ask. So today I have the option of going to Mass at noon or Mass at 8:30, which I got to get ready for. My body wanted to do it at noon because I could take my time this morning. I could do this. I could do that. I could do the podcast, blah, 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 blah. I contemplated sleeping in because I was tired, but I didn't. The 5 o'clock alarm went off. I got up and now I'm going to go to Mass. Why? Because I asked God. And when I took both of those decisions, okay, what would my day be like when I go at noon? I just didn't feel right about it. I thought, well, boy, if I want to go for a walk, going at noon is going to really interrupt my day. And I know that when I start Mass first thing in the morning, it sets me on the right path. I can calm down. I can start my day. Yes, I'm going to pray after Mass. So I'm going to stay there a little bit longer because this morning I was kind of rushed and busy doing other things. Remember, I'm folding the laundry and trying to get the house in order. And I haven't prayed my rosary. So I said, okay, I will stay after Mass and pray my rosary, pray for all of you. And then my day will be more free to clean up the house, to pack for tomorrow, to possibly get a workout in. No possibility. There will be a workout coming in. And then prayer at 3 and prayer at 8. Just talk to God all day. See how different it is. And tune in. It takes a while to really listen. But if you don't ask, and you're not talking to God, you're never going to hear because we will be so busy doing our things and living our life the way that we want to live it instead of, Lord, guide me today. Yeah, you can say that once in the morning and then never talk to God throughout the day. And you'll be like, oh, He never talks to me. I can't hear His voice. Well, that's because, again, you're not including Him in your day. That means talking to your guardian angel. I'm trying to talk to my guardian angel more because each one of us has a guardian angel. It's biblical. Remember, when you hurt these children, their angels will come directly before God. Every single one of us has a guardian angel assigned to us. And how many of us really talk to your guardian angel? I keep asking my guardian angel to be loud and clear, and I want to get to know you more because you've saved me so many times in my life, and I know that all you want is to be the you there. Listen to me, blah, blah, blah. Get your words out, girl. Their main and only focus, their only task is to protect us. So remember, a third of the angels came down to hell. Well, yeah, pretty much came down to earth and are also in hell because they disobeyed and rebelled against God. They only get one chance. All of the angels chose, yes, I will serve you, God, or no, I will not serve you, God. And our guardian angels, every single one of us, is a good guardian angel, and they can only do good. They can never lie. They can never steer us wrong. They do God's will, and they message to us. They talk to us. But remember, spirits can't read our minds. So when I'm asking for stuff, I ask out loud. And this is where the confusion comes into play. Because if you're not discerning and testing those spirits, then you may be listening to an evil one. And evil spirits can come as angels of light. They're such deceivers. So this is why prayer is so important. If you want to learn how to pray and have that practice in your life, I did develop a video prayer course where you and I walk together every single day. You get an email from me with a 3-minute video. And then you focus on one thing all day long. And then the next day, same thing. But it's a different thing that you focus on all day long. And it builds on itself. And by the end of 40 days, which is a biblical number, it's a testing number, but it's also about the time that it takes for us to build a habit. So go to my website, kendravonesh.com, click on Faith Services, and check it out. There's some sample videos and some sample PDFs, because there is a guide that goes with it. And you can do it on your phone. You can do it anywhere, any place, anytime. Even if you don't do mine, learn how to pray somehow, some way. All right. Speaking of which, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have given us this beautiful gift of faith. But now we want to use it and do your will. We, here on earth, are the only beings that can be Jesus' eyes and hands and feet and heart. So we want to be Christ-like, and we also want to do your will. And we want to walk with you every moment of every day and have you come into our lives in a big way where prayer is how we live. St. Paul says we need to pray always, incessantly pray. So help us today to do just that, to call out to you for your love, your support, your guidance, and your will. We pray for all of the souls in purgatory by name right now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, please pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, let's get out there. Let's talk to the holy army around us and let them guide us and maybe even find something that you've lost too. Find something more with God, as always, soul, mind, and body. And gosh, I will come to you and talk to you about how things went with the Tennessee home. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I hope to get my podcast done before I fly out, so I might be in the car. Alrighty, everyone, have a blessed and inspired day.